Supporters say the Great Lakes Compact keeps water use decisions in the hands of surrounding states and out of the hands of the federal government. The compact was prompted by attempts to export Great Lakes water. Indiana State Senator Karen Tallien co-authored the bill required for her state to join the compact.
Compacts generally are considered to have an advantage over federal legislation because the states can set up their own agreement, set up their own terms, and once Congress approves it, Congress can't mess with it.
Two states, Illinois and Minnesota, have already joined the compact. Michigan, New York, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, along with Indiana, all have legislation pending. All eight Great Lakes states have to approve the compact before it goes to Congress. For the Environment Report, I'm Marianne Holland.